Yes, indeed. That's a mighty nice specimen. Wonderful plumage.
Oh, I know. And we thought it was important to call you folks at the Avian Watchers Society because we've just never seen anything like this one before, especially in our own backyard.
Yeah! Eth and I sort of pride ourselves as being serious amateur birders, but we thought this one might need somebody with a little more experience. I've only got 150 birds on my birding life list.
Oh, I've been at it a little longer than Sam. I've got 152. How about you?
So far?
Uh-huh.
You mind if I include today?
Oh, sure.
I've got 6.
6? Only 6 birds on your life list?
Well, I just got the job Thursday.
Okay, let's get down to brass tacks and try to key this sucker out.
It doesn't look like an eagle or a hawk. Don't got the right kind of beak.
Oh, but it's got quite a wingspan, though. And I was thinking maybe it's an owl, or if we're lucky, maybe it's a juvenile short-billed marsh condor.
Wrong time of year. Have you heard its song?
Well, it doesn't really sing.
It's more like a squawk.
Mm. Ooh, a squawker. That should focus the search parameters. I'm going to go into the international database here. Oh, that could be interesting.
What is it?
I've got 3 possibilities. It might be a hooded standpiper, but they are usually found amongst construction-grade mechanical plumbing. So that leaves either a laughing partridge or a screech sparrow.
A screech sparrow?
Ah, here it is. It's a pterodactyl. Mm.
A dinosaur?
Yep.
Wow!
Oh.
Yeah. Central Nest. Central Nest, we've got a code red. That's a code red. Password, niner, niner, walk like a duck. Repeat, niner, niner, walk like a duck. Okay. Okay, let me get that down. The eagle has landed. That's right, the eagle has landed. Over and out.
What the heck is going on?
Well, I called in a code red. There's nothing else I can do.
Boys, hiya, Bert.
Hey, Clem.
Hold on. Why are you moving the TV?
Well, that's where the command center is going to have to be. By the way, are there any stairs to the attic?
Well, we can cut a hole in the roof if we have to.
Now, wait just a darn minute.
We're going to have to erect a temporary observation tower and broadcast facility on the roof. We'll get a permanent studio up in the backyard next week.
Where do you want the crew to bed down?
Right here in the living room will be fine. We're going to have to move that comfy chair and the coffee table.
Hey! Oh, enough is enough. Nobody's moving my comfy chair.
We're going to need a water source and an internet hotspot. Then we'll drive around the neighborhood for some B-reel. Bert, the van's here. Where do you want the satellite dish?
Why don't you go ahead and set up the modular command roost on the patio?
Okay, we'll be out there on break.
You can't be moving all our stuff. It's our night to have ice cream and watch Nova on TV.
We're going to have to set up a fallback security parameter in the dining room. And now that it's quieted down a little, do you mind if I ask you two a couple of personal questions?
Okay, I guess.
Do either of you have any experience with firearms?
Not really.
Bazookas, RPGs.
Oh, good grief, no!
Well, I do have 3 years training in medieval weaponry and bouncy house jousting at Convergence, if that would help.
That's perfect. You're in charge.
Oh.
Is that your crew again?
No, not my crew. They're on break, and when they take breaks, they really take breaks. They're out of this skit completely.
Honey, there's a giant bird at the door.
Well, invite him in. Everybody else is in.
I ain't a him, and I ain't a bird. I'm a her, and I'm a pterosaur. Pterodactyls were invented in Hollywood. Look it up. I'm a flying lizard, okay, and I've got eggs out there in that crummy tree. They're delicate, you know? So I want to know what this guy and his little buddies are doing staring at me, banging around and taking pictures. You want a piece of me? You want a piece of this skull crest, huh?
But it's our duty to study unusual species, especially a talking one.
What? So you're like a T-Rex or something?
No, I'm not a T-Rex. You want to know the difference between me and a T-Rex?
Sure.
They're extinct. Ha! You want to know the difference between me and a brontosaurus? They're extinct. Do you want to know the difference between me and you humans? You're almost extinct. So, let me take a look inside here for a minute.
What are you doing?
Just looking around. This place got a basement?
Well, it's kind of like my man cave.
Oh, you humans and caves, whatever.
Why are you asking?
Meteorites. You never know.
Oh, I heard they're predicting a big one in Cleveland.
There you go. Oh, nice fridge. Love the ice maker. Say, is this cake for anybody? Oh, I'm going to die. I'm going to die. A comfy chair. I always wanted a comfy chair.
But that's my comfy chair.
It comes with the house, right?
What do you mean it comes with the house? We're not selling.
I'm going to make you an offer you can't refuse.
All right, hey, wait a minute. I think I know a little bit about ancient wildlife. You guys didn't have any economy. You don't have any money.
I don't know. I made a few timely investments along the way.
Like what?
The wheel. I got in early on the wheel and bronze. I saw a future in bronze and pop rocks. That was a big one.
Pop rocks?
Pop rocks are so Jurassic, if you know what I mean. Dinosaurs love them. So, when can you move out? I'm hoping by maybe 6. I'm gonna be bringing in my eggs, bed down in the comfy chair, and wait for them to hatch. You got Netflix, right?
This isn't how I imagine evolution happening at all.
But if you move in, where are we supposed to go?
You humans used to be migratory, so migrate. But I tell you what I'm gonna do. Besides paying top dollar for your house, I'll throw in the nest in the tree. I'll give you a flat screen from the guest room, and you'll be all set.
I guess?
Yeah, it's a deal.
And you, Bert, all those cameras work? Broadcast quality?
Oh, sure.
I'm thinking of branching out into entertainment. Maybe not film at first, but, you know, maybe something on the small screen.
Oh, like a reality TV show?
I would pay to see that.
How about this idea? A reality show where we show viewers the everyday lives of everyday dinosaurs.
Oh, you could call it The Real Dinosaurs of Edina.
I like the possibilities, and I want a cut of the merchandising.
Honey, now there's another dinosaur at the door.
I'm a raptor, baby, and I'm freaking dangerous.
What does that even mean?
I'm the fixer.
Oh, knock it off, Ted. What a card. He's just my lawyer. Why don't you guys huddle up out on the patio and try to talk about merchandising and everyone sign a few NDAs, okay? Okay, everybody out. The eggs are shaking and quaking. It's about to be feeding time.
Well, Ethel, this nest is kind of comfy once you fix it up. Glad I'm not afraid of heights.
Oh, my God, Sam, this is horrible. This is so primitive.
What is it, dear? What?
They left us with only basic cable.
Oh, my God!
That last piece was Ock Ock Incident, written by Brian Price and Jerry Stearns.